How was your start at the university?
In the beginning of my studies, of course, everything was new for me, a new campus, a new city with new professors and fellow students. So, of course, it's confusing at first with all those new impressions, but it's also exciting to attend new classes that would go into more depth than in school.
What kind of problems did you have?
It took me some time to learn how to organize myself, how to prioritize the different courses in a semester, and just generally how to manage my time. So I would say like it's difficult to find a balance between studying and other responsibilities.
Which things made you feel welcome?
Connecting with other students, especially those that have also just started studying, was something that made me feel welcome. Also, for example, working together during courses or forming study groups. And also the orientation week at the very beginning of the semester, that was also helpful for getting to know fellow students, but also some professors.
How was your start at the university?
My start at the university was kind of overwhelming because there were so many new impressions and things I had to learn about the university. Although it has similarities to school, it's still different and I needed time to get used to the university. But overall, it was a nice experience, especially because of all the activities for new students where I could connect with other students.
What kind of problems did you have?
Some problems I had were with the online platforms like Campus and Ilias. When I started university, we had to sign up for the courses on Campus and Ilias separately, which led to some confusion. And of course, just learning to navigate these platforms took some time, like learning how I could download materials or see what courses were offered. I also needed some time to get to know the different buildings and rooms, and it happened more than once that I went to the wrong room.
Which things made you feel welcome?
The Fachgruppe and the activities they organized made me feel very welcome, as they provided a great opportunity to connect with other students. Also, the orientation week was really great because it introduced the university and the professors and was also a great opportunity to meet other students. But to sum it up, I would say the friends I made in university made me feel welcome the most.
How was your start at the university?
My start at the university was right in the middle of COVID, so it probably went a lot like you'd imagine it to be. And I didn't really know anyone. I did not know my professors, never have seen them. All my classes were online. So yes, a very great start.
What kind of problems did you have?
The problems I had in the beginning of my studies were that I, for once, did not know anybody, so even if I had questions, I could not ask anyone. And also, I was kind of lost on the campus, not the one in Stuttgart, that's pretty easy to understand, but the one in Vaihingen, because I had no one to explain it to me.
Which things made you feel welcome?
One of the few things that made me feel welcome was, if I remember correctly, a professor from an English class I was taking, and she went to the campus in Vaihingen to kind of walk us a map of where we had to go to write our final exam, because she knew that we were probably pretty lost since we haven't really been to Vaihingen ever or the campus. And she went there by herself and kind of took pictures of where we had to turn right or left so we wouldn't lose our orientation. And I found that very cute.
So if you're about to start studying and feel overwhelmed and hopeless, then this podcast is perfect for you. Here we go.
Hello, dear listeners. We are today's hosts.
Hi, I'm Selin.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Katja. In today's podcast, we want to introduce an amazing program that our university provides students with.
In the framework of the mentoring program, How Can University Better Serve You?, we want to familiarize you with one of the programs that we have at our university.
And the name of it is Rookie Meets Pro. The main idea of this program is to acquaint new students, the rookies, with their life at the University of Stuttgart by engaging senior students, the pros.
The program takes place in every winter semester and is available for first semester students from the Humanities Department. During this program, you will find out more about our university, specifically, what is the difference between a lecture and a seminar, how can I choose the subjects, how do you contact lecturers? Those are some questions to be answered, and many other topics will be introduced that are related to your studies at the University of Stuttgart.
Rookie Meets Pro is an amazing opportunity to meet new people and to find out more about your alma mater. We decided to interview some rookies and some pros to provide us with a look from the inside of the program.
How did it help you? And if you could evaluate from 1 to 10?
It was nice to have someone I could ask all the questions I didn't know, so I will give it an 8.
What was your favorite part about it?
That I had really a person I could ask for help, and that I also got to know a few other people.
Do you want to become a pro?
No, I wouldn't, just because I think I don't have the knowledge for it.
So that was the interview of the rookie, and next we are going to listen to the interview with the pro we did.
So what does the program offer?
Well, basically, the pros are there to answer every question that comes up during the first few weeks of the rookie student life. I personally tried to support my rookies during their exam time as well. The pros try to help their rookies to get to know the everyday life of a student in Stuttgart. I, for example, showed my rookies around in Stuttgart and on the campus. So generally speaking, the program tries to make the start for the rookies at the University of Stuttgart as easy as possible.
Why do you think this program is important?
I think that the program Rookie Meets Pro really makes the start for the rookies easier. They can ask their pros a lot of questions, and we all know that every first semester student has a lot of questions. The pros can answer easily, and instead of having to write an email to professors or lecturers, you can just text your pro via WhatsApp and get an honest and hopefully immediate response to your question. Also, I think that it's great that the rookies get to know other students, because I think making friends at the university is not that easy because it is so big. And it's great to know at least some familiar faces in your lectures. And support never hurts, right?
What are the advantages for pros?
The pros can meet new people as well. You get to know other students that study different subjects. And I think that's great, especially during COVID times. You also get experiences in mentoring and leading of smaller groups, which is a big advantage for students like me who want to become teachers in the future. And you can get ECTS credits for modules in educational sciences as well.
Another rookie we interviewed told us about the activities they did, such as going to the zoo and concerts. They had meetups to clear up any questions the rookies had and to listen to different presentations.
When we asked the rookie what their favorite part about the program was, they answered that having someone to talk to really helped, since they were quite lost in the beginning of their studies. They really liked the group too, since they had similar interests and developed a friendship during the program. They also said they could see themselves becoming a pro as well as helping new students at this university with getting started and really feeling welcome.
Allow us to tell you what you're going to encounter within Rookie Meets Pro and how this program is structured. First, you will be in one team with 2 to 3 first semester students and one student from a higher semester.
Your group will meet at least 6 times, 90 minutes each during the semester, and the main topic will be your studies. Moreover, you guys are able to visit different cultural places of your choice and 2 events on overarching topics.
That is really cool, guys! If you want to apply for this program, we encourage you to do so, because this provides you with a huge benefit offered by our university.
If you want to participate in this program, simply fill in the form online on the website of the University of Stuttgart. Just search for Rookie Meets Pro and you will see the application form.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. We hope that you liked it, and now it's time to sign up for our mentoring program. Good luck with your studies.
Bye!